All of a sudden, to my left, somebody came out of nowhere. And I seen him go for his pistol. And as soon as he raised his pistol, as soon as he brought it up, I took the picture. I thought absolutely nothing of it. Went back to the AP office, and I dropped it off. I said, I think I got some guy shooting somebody. And I went to lunch. Like, so what? Well, it was a war. No, I'm serious. That's how I felt. I had seen so many people die at that point in my life. It's not nice, but I mean, he shot him. He was a prisoner. He shot him. I might have done the same thing. It wasn't until about a day later when we started getting reports back about what was going on with the picture. I had no idea of the impact. And I still don't understand it even today. General Luan, well, he was like a colonel. And the whole thing is the picture destroyed his life. And that's what bothers me more than anything else. In fact, not long after, he got wounded very badly in the leg. I went to visit him in a hospital in Saigon. And he was later sent to the States because of his wounds. He never blamed me for the picture. He used the cliche that we hear all the time. He said, Eddie, he said, you were doing your job and I was doing mine. I guess the picture, I'm told, it did good things, but I don't want to hurt people either. I really don't. It really bothers me. That's not my intention, in other words, being a photographer. That's not what I want to do.